Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Indiana pitchers struck out 17 Wolverines, and the Bats ripped five homers on the way to an 8-4 victory on Friday night. Righty sophomore Aiden Decker-Petty struck out eight in 3.1 innings of work, and freshman second baseman Jason Oliver hit two long balls. The media met with Decker-Petty, Oliver, and head coach Jeff Mercer following the game. Jason, just to talk about how it felt. You had two big blasts today. What did it feel like off the bat?
The first one felt great. They both felt great, but the first one felt really nice. Found a barrel, got on the inner half, and sent it on its way to get the boys run. So.
Aiden, three high in strikeouts today. What was working for you?
The sinker slider. I was just going in with the sinker sliders the way they were chasing that. I feel like almost everything I threw, so that was good.
They were chasing almost everything you threw?
Yeah.
In strike, out of the strike zone, either way?
Wherever. They were swinging a lot. Not a whole lot of contact.
The fact that you ended on a winning note here, and you're on a bit of a winning streak heading into the tournament, how important is that for you guys?
It's huge. It just, rolling off a couple of W's, hopefully get that win on Tuesday and go from there.
Same.
It feels great. Knowing that you won the series before, so we're going to set a good run going to Omaha, so...
Just, I guess, going into the game, what was sort of your mentality, at the plate, and how do you feel like you translated that today?
Going into these games, I try and keep it simple. Try not to think too much. It's more like you read and react. Start on time, cut the barrel head out in front. So, it worked. It worked so far. So.
Coach, you talk a lot about, your pitchers throwing the stuff. And today you had a group of pitchers that did that, 17 strikeouts. Can you just talk about what they did today?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. But the big story is just how much better those guys got from the beginning of the year to now. How much better Reisdorf is, even than he was the first month. His stuff's way up. And, ADP wasn't really even a guy for us that first month. Vogel didn't throw until, I think, Vanderbilt. And so you got guys that weren't what they are today at the beginning of the season. So, you gotta cultivate those guys. You gotta breathe into them, and you gotta encourage them to just go give their best stuff. And we talked about that a ton when we struggled. Today was pretty electric. And you look at really, we played three games in 24 hours, and we had stuff really up and down all three games. So, just a great kudos and compliment to Coach Glant and that staff for. Getting right and then be able to really, really attack guys with premium stuff. A couple walks, but I'll tell you what, when you got 17 strikeouts, you can walk a couple guys along the way.
For the weekend as a whole, how much did the Big Ten tournament coming up play into pitching decisions and trying to line up some of your guys?
It certainly did. Once you lose the first game yesterday and you kind of figure where you might be at seating-wise, well, then you definitely have to try to get guys up. The big thing for us is you have Bothwell ready to go, but you got to have a bullpen behind them. So getting those guys squared away and lined up for that's a big deal. And then getting ready to go for whatever happened Wednesday or Thursday, it played a huge part into the decisions to, take Rise out after three, and which we wanted to go crafty for two, but Michigan had other things to say about that. So we extended ADP a little bit, but hopefully we won't have to have him until Wednesday or Thursday, so he'll get extra rest. And then you got Bogey just one inning at work. So we're lined up in a really good spot on the mound. But, yeah, a lot of those decisions were made. We studied the radar for 100 hours. And, Tracy was great to work with. But, now it's 70 and sunny and doesn't rain a drop. So I don't know. That's why I was a baseball coach, not a meteorologist. But I'm not good. I guess I'm not necessarily good either one of them sometimes. So, yeah, once you got a chance to go today, then it really puts you in a good spot for next week. And then it looks like there's going to be rain tomorrow anyway, so we didn't want to push it. But, yeah, we kind of stumbled back and kind of fell backwards into getting ourselves lined up for next week.
So you'd say it was beneficial playing all three before Saturday?
Yes, it was. It wasn't the plan. It wasn't like I had a nefarious plan to keep everybody from coming to the ballpark on Saturday. My son's kindergarten class was supposed to come to the game tomorrow, and there's my grandmother and about 10 family members are coming tomorrow. So I got an earful last night and this morning about changing the game. But I said, you look at the radar and tell me how you don't play today. And then the fear is that you're going to play tomorrow. It's supposed to rain from 11 to 4. If that pushes back, you have a 6 o'clock start. Now we're starting the game at 9 p.m. and that's not fair to Michigan either, to have to drive home at 5 o'clock in the morning. And then Sunday, we can't play Sunday. So, you know, once it hits midnight, you obviously can't start a game, but we had to play a third game. So I hate it for everybody. So I do apologize to the fans. I apologize to Grady's kindergarten class. I apologize to everybody. But your first responsibility is to make sure that you get the games in. And it's a responsibility to the whole league. You have a responsibility to make sure that you get the games in and that everybody gets their fair chance. You don't want to be the reason that maybe somebody is seated wrong or not in. Or so I know that stinks this weekend, but I do apologize. But just we had to do the best we could with the weather. Now, I'm glad that it ended up being a great night for baseball, but it didn't look like that a couple of days ago.
How about with the Big Ten tournament, what are the keys? Would you say a couple of the keys to really have a strong performance?
Well, you got to have pitching, obviously. I mean, foundational or a new idea, but we got to take care of the ball, and we've done that. We've taken care of the ball really well here for the last 2 weeks, and we didn't today, and just some poor decisions defensively. And so you can't give away. We're built on. We try to be anyway. Power stuff on the mound. We want to be able to strike guys out, because the fewer balls put in play, the better odds you have. And then taking outs when they're given. You know, so if you strike out a guy in an inning and you take one routine play in an inning, now you just have one out to play with. And so we got to take care of the ball better than we did today, or we won't have an opportunity to be successful. And then we're going to have to be dutiful offensively. I called a sack bunt, and we didn't get it down well. I called a hit and run, and the guy was thrown out. And I did a run and hit, and the guy got thrown out. So I tried. It didn't work out wonderful in our favor, and we hit like seven homers. So five homers, whatever it was. So we're going to have to be dutiful offensively to find a way to manufacture some runs. So that would be a big key for us. You know, we're not necessarily built on the home run, but we are built on extra base hits. We're built on on-base percentage and extra base hits. So when you go to a place like, you know, Omaha, that becomes a lot more difficult to do. So hopefully some of those homers just become doubles, and we can still do that. But we're going to have to pitch. We're going to have to throw real stuff. We're going to throw power stuff. We're going to have to strike guys out. We're going to have to take care of the ball. And then we got to do a better job just being dutiful offensively. We had a guy on second base, nobody out. We don't advance them. You get a long fly ball, the next guy, you don't score a run. And so little things like that, you know, as we get our means this week, just being really good in those areas.
With the five home runs and a lot of home runs as of late, and it being tough in Omaha, does the approach change at the plate at all?
No, it's guys' swings are built the way they're built. And so it's always a conundrum, right? College baseball is built on strikeouts and multi-run homers. And so it's how you win at a high level in college baseball. That's just a really hard part of the game at that one particular ballpark. So if you want to get there, you got to be able to hit multi-run homers, and you got to strike guys out. But once you get there, the multi-run homer becomes a lot more difficult. And so you can't change their swing. You just have to make sure that you're dutiful when you do get guys on base. You're going to have to advance them. You're going to have to bunt if you need to, maybe a hit and run. And once you get guys to second base, you've got to be really good. Nobody out, you have to advance them to third. And you got to use all your outs judiciously. So you get a guy on second base and you don't bunt, you're going to have to find a way to score those guys. So you can't change midstream, but you just got to make sure guys are clued into what's going to take to be successful.
Because how much do you feel like a win like today, where you strike a lot of guys out, hit a lot of home runs, how much can that help you going into the Big Ten tournament just in terms of momentum, morale, things like that?
Well, I think morale is a real thing. You know, it does. You go into it with a little bit of confidence and you feel good. You know, I think that's the third or fourth time where we lost Friday and came back and won the series. So you're really proud of them for that. And seeding really matters. You go into this, you want to be, I think, we're the three seed going into it now. So you want to be as high of a seed as you can and line your guys up that way. So, you know, that winning today is a big deal, because every win matters and every game matters. But making sure you're going into it playing your best baseball is really important, and then making sure your seeding is as good as it can be. So, yeah, good energy before you hit the road is a good thing, not sitting around kicking yourself over what could have been a lot better going into it.
Talk about the 3-seed going to the Big Ten tournament. You look back to that month of March where you started the Big Ten with the series loss to Illinois. Tough weekend against Butler. What does that say about your team's resiliency and just improvement through all that to get to a top-three team here?
Yeah, really, really incredible. To be able to go in the last 2 weekends with a chance to win it, and to finish as a three seed or third in the league is, you know, we weren't there 6 weeks ago. I think it says a couple of things. One, it talks about, you know, the kids' ability to keep showing up. And like you said, the resiliency, the toughness, the attitude, the determination, and then their ability to be coached. You got to make improvements. And everybody, not everybody, but people often assume it's one broad stroke adjustment. It's like, well, we have to do this on the pitching machine today, or we all have to do this with our grip on our fastball. It's not. It's one adjustment from each particular guy, and they're all different. And then different sides of the ball, right? Offensively, maybe this adjustment for this guy, and defensively, it's this way. And base running, they all matter. All these games are so close and they're so difficult, especially in a league like this, that the ability for each guy to be able to adjust and be coached and to improve and not lose his sense of self and confidence is incredibly hard. We have to remember there, we all feel emotion, but especially when you're 19, you really feel it then. And that's the art of being able to try to coach. And, you know, constructive criticism isn't always applied the same. And so now, how am I receiving coaching? How am I receiving instruction? How am I perceiving the media? How am I perceiving people that think, what do they think of me? You start the season ranked, you have these injuries, you get off schedule, you start to lose games, everyone thinks you stink, everybody's out on you, and then you have to pick yourself back up and get back to work and be coachable. That's a really difficult thing. So, you know, that's really been the theme, the story of the year is, how have you responded when you kind of got knocked down and a little bit of mud on your face? And they've gotten back up and fought like crazy. And to finish in the top three of the league is quite an achievement from where we were 6 weeks ago.
I guess specifically with Jason Oliver today, his two home runs, what do you kind of attribute that to with him?
Well, honestly, he and I have been working. It's a long story, but he came in a more narrow base and had a really big, big move in his load, got over his backside. And so to kind of help fix it, we based him out and just tried to hit him, just hit the ball to right field, and we'll fix your load as you go. And he's such a dynamic athlete and became a really nice defender that he probably played maybe a little bit sooner than we had necessarily maybe thought going into the year. But I kept telling him at some point you're going to have to marry your base back up, because you really restrict your ability to hit the ball in the air to the pull side. You really restrict your high-end exit velocities, and you restrict your pitch decision-making when you don't have any room to move. And so I've been talking to him this week. We had a good work week. I said, just keep working in a more narrow stance in your BP rounds, in your work, and eventually you'll be more comfortable being able to do that in the game. I just said you're going to have to hit like an adult at some point. And that's not right now. When you're ready, we're going to have to take the training wheels off, and we're going to have to hit like big leaguers hit. And so we got through the first game. You know, we came up in the ninth, two guys on that first game, and he hits that ball about as good as he can to right in that really wide stance. And he kind of came up to me afterwards, and he said, "I probably need to make an adjustment." I said, "Whenever you're ready for that." So we worked on it between games in the cages. And took some really good swings. I threw a bunch to him, and he took it into the game yesterday. And his first at bat, he gets in a 2-0 count. He hammers that ball like 108, 110 to left center. And he said, "That's the hardest ball I've ever hit." And I said, "Well, it's the first time that you've swung the way your body naturally wants you to swing." And from there on out, he just took off. And so again, there's another example of how much has that changed the game. In the last two games, he was huge for us. Two homers today. He essentially went. He accounts for four runs. Three-run homer and a solo shot. There's a difference in the game. If he's not one to adjust or he doesn't have a trusting relationship to do that, then we don't get this outcome. So it's a constant back and forth to help those guys. But, yeah, what a huge day, especially he's a Michigan kid. He's from Michigan. So a really big day for him. And he is such an awesome young man. Yeah,
you're really
happy for him too.
Coach, in this series, both days you guys had special moments with Coach Smith before the game. Yeah. Obviously, Coach Smith means a lot to some long-term Hoosier fans. Can you say a little bit about Coach Smith?
Yeah, you know, and being an Indiana guy, like I loved the program. I loved, you know, what Coach Smith did here. His investment, his all of his hard work, his heart and soul is in this place. The stadium's not here without him. The College World Series team, all those great players, all those draft picks, they're not here without them. And so we wanted to honor him in every way that we can, you know, especially being an Indiana kid that had so much fun watching those great teams and wanting so badly to be a part of it. And I wasn't talented enough to do that, but you want to. Like so many kids in their hometown state, they want to be a part of their hometown school. And so we just wanted to do everything that we could, you know, with the World Series reunion this fall, and then the ceremony before the first game, the jersey. He caught Coach Z's first pitch today. So you have to honor the past and the legacy of the program and all the people that were a part of it, the great players, the coaches. You know, this is the people's program. You know, this is more than, this isn't Jeff Mercer. This isn't whoever's holding the torch at that time. They have a responsibility to the past to honor those legacies and make sure those moments, not that people will forget, but, you know, memories fade a little bit. And it's like, no. And this guy is the program and was for a decade. And so we wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. This place wouldn't be here without his hard work. So you just want to do everything you can to show appreciation and thanks to him and what all of the coaches and the players did during that era.
Indiana baseball next plays Tuesday at Charles Schwab Field in Omaha, Nebraska in the Big Ten tournament. The Hoosiers are the number 3 seed in the tournament and will face the 6th seed, either Purdue or Ohio State, depending on the results of Saturday's action. The game will be at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Big Ten Network. See you at the BART.